And Then It Happened by Linda Green. Read by Susie Aitchison. Prologue. I was 11 years old the first time I saw him, but I still knew straight away. It was something about the darkness of his eyes and the way his face scrunched up when he smiled. I didn't tell him, of course. That wasn't how it worked. I understood that even then. I had to wait for him to realize. 2 years it took, though it felt more like an eternity to me. Still, it was worth the wait. I knew it then, and I know it now. 19 years, 10 months, and 21 days later. Part 1. Chapter 1. Mel. Saturday, 27th of March 2010. According to Wikipedia, it was Aesop who came up with that line about familiarity breeding contempt, which kind of vindicates my belief that Greek philosophers are, on the whole, rather overrated. I have known Adam for two-thirds of my life now. Admittedly, that's only a dot backwards on the great history timeline of things towards Aesop's era in 600 BC. But the fact remains that for me, it is a struggle to remember life BA, as I tend to think of the years before I met Adam. There is a blurry childhood involving a one-eyed teddy bear, under-the-knee socks and grazed knees, blackberry picking along the canal bank, a less-than-perfect ponytail, and sticking my tongue out at my older brother, Martin, who was always the apple of Mum's eye. And then there is the day I started high school and met Adam. That is when life as I know it really...